Introduction, Part 2G, Continuing the Power of Open Source, Addendum. There are several related components and technologies that are frequently discussed within the Linux communities. I want to hit four of those real quick. The first one is GNU Herd. Herd is the kernel being developed by the GNU project, designed to work with the GNU operating system, very similar to what Linux does. Unlike more traditional monolithic kernels, like Linux, Herd is a collection of servers running on top of a microkernel, typically mock. However, due to its complexity and slow development, it has not been widely adopted. The Linux kernel itself was developed by Linus Torvalds in 1991 and became a critical piece of creating a functional operating system when combined with the GNU tools. The combination of GNU software and the Linux kernel is colloquially referred to as GNU/Linux, although the Linux kernel is not part of the GNU project. It is used as the kernel in most GNU-based operating systems today. The next one is MusleLibc. MusleLibc is an alternative to the GNU C library, glibc, which is the default C standard library used in GNU systems. Musle is known for being lightweight, fast, and designed with simplicity in mind, making it popular in embedded systems and minimalist distributions like Alpine Linux. Speaking of minimalist distributions, we wrap up with BusyBox. BusyBox is a collection of Unix utilities designed to provide much of the functionality of the GNU core utilities in a smaller, more lightweight package. It's often referred to as the Swiss Army knife of embedded Linux because it combines so many command line tools into a single executable, which is useful for embedded or minimalistic systems. Lastly, conferences and events. Events like Linux Foundation's Open Source Summit, FOSDEM, and the Technology and Security Conference, DEF CON, bring together thousands of Linux users, developers, and people to share ideas, collaborate on projects, and discuss the future of open source software. These conference feature talks, workshops, and hackathons providing opportunities for learning and networking.